And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the owner of Arizona's hometown radio group, Sanford Cohen.
Well, and good afternoon, everybody. We have a jam-packed show for you, and for those of you that are interested in knowing more about Proposition 208 that recently passed, there is, in fact, a number of folks that are interested in seeing that Proposition 208 is never implemented. And so we're going to talk about those situations with two of the players involved in putting together a legal challenge to Prop 208. They are Tom Galvin, who is with the Rose Law Group and an attorney, and also as a plaintiff, the founder of the women's clothing stores called My Sister's Closet. Her name is Ann Siner, and both of them will be joining us live in just moments here on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. Your thoughts on Proposition 208 coming up next on Talk of the Town.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years! We could all use a little more joy this holiday season. That's why I've been gifting Arizona Lottery holiday tickets left and right.
Ooh.
With over $26 million in cash prizes and $400,000 in second chance cash prizes, it's no wonder people jump with joy.
Woohoo!
Break out into song. And get festive. So what do you say? Are you ready to give the gift of joy this year with the new Arizona Lottery holiday tickets?
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And the proposition, if you will, for today's show is Prop 202 and the constitutionality of that proposition. And first joining me is attorney Tom Galvin with the Rose Law Group. Tom, I guess my question to you is, in terms of the constitutionality of Prop 208, is it legal for an initiative to create a tax that is voted upon by the populace, but yet only applies to a small fraction of the population?
Hi, Sanford. Thank you for having me on, and that's a very good question. You know, Proposition 208 actually is problematic in several areas, and most notably in our complaint that we filed on Monday, that Rose Law Group filed, is that Proposition 208 is unconstitutional because it violates the separation of powers delineated by the Arizona Constitution. As your smart listeners know, Arizona's government is just like the federal government. There's an executive, judicial, and legislative branch. The legislative branch is provided specific powers under the Constitution, including to tax and spend. That is an absolute plenary power. However, one thing I've noticed talking to a lot of folks recently is that a lot of people thought that Proposition 208, which passed last month, was a constitutional amendment. It is not. It is a statutory change. And as you know, Sanford, if a statute is in conflict with the Constitution always wins out. The statute falls. And so in this case, these statutory changes, which limit and curtail the powers of the legislature, are unconstitutional because the Constitution supersedes what is in Proposition 208. And that is the thrust of the arguments that we make in the complaint.
Now, how is this different from the initiative that took place a couple of years ago that caused the minimum wage to go up? If you can vote in an increase in the minimum wage, why wouldn't you be able to vote in an increase in income taxes for certain persons for certain purposes?
Sure enough. So the minimum wage has been established by statute. It can be adjusted either by the voters or by the legislature. Here, this is a constitutional power of the legislature to enact taxes and to raise money. And not only that, but how it spends its money. So one of the things that Proposition 208 did was it created what I call five different buckets. And I'm sure folks saw the TV commercials or heard radio ads that this is going to, quote unquote, raise money for teachers. Now, we're not arguing on the policy issue of whether or not there should be money for teachers or schools or school districts or school employees or for helping students, right? That's not the issue here. That's a policy matter. This is a legal question. And so the question here is, can you create these five different buckets and give power to executive agencies and take that power away from the legislature? And now these executive agencies, via the school districts, will have the power to basically take these funds and spend it as they see fit. So one of the funds created says that you can use the money either to give teacher raises, to hire more teachers, or to hire or give raises to school support personnel. All of those, on the whole, are admirable goals. But should the legislature lose the power to have control over those funds? Proposition 208 says, yeah, we're going to take that power away from the legislature. The fact is, Sanford, you can't do that. If you don't like what the legislature is doing, you can either vote for a new legislature or you can talk to the person representing your district and implore him, beseech her, and ask them to raise more money. But it is impossible. And it's just not legal to take away a constitutional power granted to one of the branches of government.
And that's the thing that really troubled me about Proposition 208, is that once an initiative is approved, there's no recourse other than another initiative to reverse the initiative that just got passed. And so really and I agree with you, Tom, the idea of funding education is a separate matter in terms of whether or not that's a good goal for us as a state. Of course, we don't want schools falling into disrepair and chasing good teachers into other states with better pay and that sort of thing. It's really a matter of the method in which Proposition 208 addresses those issues.
That's exactly right. And at the beginning of your comment, you really nailed it. You said that there's nothing stopping someone from reversing the tax. And that's one of the issues that will be brought up in this court case, Sanford, is that if you can pass via a ballot initiative a tax that would raise income taxes on a 77% level for the highest earners, what's to stop someone from coming back 2 years from now at the next election and saying that all Arizonans or Arizonans who make at least $30,000 a year have to pay a higher tax, circumventing the legislature? But conversely, what would also stop a group of folks from trying to get a ballot initiative that says, well, we're going to eliminate the tax that passed in 2020, or we're going to make it even go lower, or we're going to eliminate it entirely? And what happens is that you now have a legislature that's paralyzed, that's unable to set a budget for the state, because it's never going to know whether or not every 2 years there are going to be competing ballot initiatives that are going to lower, raise tax levels just by the whim of the voters. Now, what voters are expressing is one thing. They're expressing a policy outcome. But I doubt that the founders of our state, when they established our Constitution, said, well, at some certain circumstances, under certain admirable policy decisions or goals, that the legislature's constitutional powers can be curtailed. And in so this instance, what we're really fighting for is for sanity, for stability, and for integrity of the Arizona Constitution, and that if we prevail in court, there will be other avenues and other ways that people can pursue the admirable goal of pursuing more education funding.
Yeah, it just seems inherently unfair that you could vote for a tax on thee, but not for me.
Exactly.
And have a vote in that. Well, you know, any good court case needs a plaintiff in order to be able to see the measure through the courts. And this person has stepped forward to take the role, if you will, of the complainant in this case. And Ann Siner is joining us. She is the founder and owner of a chain of women's clothing stores called My Sister's Closet, based here in Arizona. And in the interest of full disclosure, Ann, you and I have never met, but I have been a devoted follower of Well-Suited for so many years. When I lost my weight and I got down from a size 36 to a 34, first place I went to was on Denim Day at Well Suited, which I believe is one of your stores. And you guys really have a wonderful approach and product and everything. So what made you decide that you were going to step forward and put your name out there as the complainant against Proposition 208?
Hi, Sanford. Nice talking to you. And I wish I had met you, because you shop with us and you sound like a really good customer. So hopefully we will meet someday. Proposition 208 has bothered me from the first day I heard about it, when it just got on the ballot. And it just sounded so innately unfair, and the potential for damage to small businesses and the loss of wealth in our state is so great by raising our state income tax from basically 3.5% to almost 8% for individuals. And the more I learned about it and talked to people, the more it reminded me of a lot of what's going on in California. And I spend a couple months a year in California, and their wealth just leaves the state. It leaves the state for 6.5 months, so they don't have to pay the onerous nearly 14% state income tax. And Arizona's going to be right behind that with, you know, now paying 8% for people that make over $250,000 a year.
Ann, are you concerned in any way of any blowback from being involved in this? Because you, like the rest of us, all saw the Red for Ed movement with the, you know, hundreds of people lining the streets around the Capitol. And, you know, it just seemed as though there was this huge movement, which, by the way, did result in some reforms within the state of Arizona in terms of funding schools and getting a teacher pay raise passed and stuff like that. This, to me, Anne, seemed like a much less fair way to go about addressing that. Not that mob rule is something that, you know, I'm a big fan of, but the fact is that they did make some inroads towards enhancing the funding of schooling and of teachers here in Arizona. So this, to me, seemed like kind of an overreach.
Yes, and let me remind everyone that in 2018, when it was Red for Ed, we all wanted to see teachers get fair pay, and our nice Governor Ducey found that money without raising anyone's taxes. An income tax increase happened in 2010. They extended it in 2018 so teachers could get more. They dived into the state land trust. There's a lot of ways to go about getting fair pay for teachers without an onerous tax on certain individuals.
So back to my original premise for the question to you, Anne, is are you at all concerned that the Red for Ed type people will look at my sister's closet and go, well, you're obviously not a supporter of education?
You know what, Sanford, they already have. And, you know, all I can say to them is I'm very much for funding public education. It's critically important, but not at the expense of small business and losing the wealth in Arizona. So, yeah, it's a concern that our business might take a little hit, and I've gotten some very nasty emails and social media posts, but all I can say is please hear me out. This is America where everybody can have their opinion. I respect your opinion. Please respect mine. If you choose not to shop with me because of my beliefs, I understand that. But at the same time, I employ almost 150 people. We've got 15 stores across two states. And, you know, we're a big boost to the economy in both Phoenix, Scottsdale, and San Diego.
Well, I can tell you that anyone that chooses not to shop at My Sister's Closet or My Sister's Attic or Well Suited is only hurting themselves, in my humble opinion. Let's take a quick break. We've got more to talk about with Tom Galvin from Rose Law Group and Ann Siner from My Sister's Closet about Proposition 208, the challenge to determine that Prop 208 is, in fact, unconstitutional. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more live here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live at KQ&A.com.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it, the people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, hello, human kindness.
Cat's Trust, the entire Verde Valley.
That's Cat, Cottonwood Area Transit.
That's right, Bruce. Cat will take you wherever you want to ride in the Verde Valley, all day, every day.
Cat struts through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood. The Verde Lynx is a quick and easy prance to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connection to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
Rudy, you've got Cat class.
And I'm riding in Cat style to Clarkdale. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and ride in Cat style.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back live talking here with Tom Galvin from the Rose Law Group and Ann Siner of My Sister's Closet. They are mounting a challenge to the constitutionality of the recently passed Proposition 208. Tom, you're the attorney. What format does this challenge take, and what are the steps that are going to now sit before you in determining where to go to challenge the constitutionality of Prop 208?
Sure thing, Sanford. As I mentioned earlier, we filed a lawsuit on Monday with Superior Court in Maricopa County. We do expect that this is going to be a long and dragged out fight. As you know, the teacher unions are very powerful, and they're going to be keeping an eye on this, absolutely. But we are suing the state of Arizona because this is now an issue of constitutionality and a question of law. And now it's a law in the books, right? The election was certified on November 30th after the canvass, so we filed a suit immediately afterwards. What happens is that we'll be getting our day in court, in Superior Court, but we anticipate that no matter which side doesn't prevail, we'll most likely appeal to the appellate level, and then most likely after that, appeal it to the Arizona Supreme Court. So we think that this will probably go all the way to the Supreme Court. This should be a landmark case. It should be a test case because there really has been no sort of case like this before, but Proposition 208 is so uniquely different. One thing, however, is that this will be a very expensive effort. And so we really appreciate Ms. Siner for coming up and stepping to the fore. And folks are interested in learning more about the case, they can go to our website at roselawgroup.com. And so that's where it starts, Sanford, with just one step, but we'll see how far it can go.
Now, when you say there's been no case like this before, are you referring to Arizona or anywhere in the country?
I do refer to Arizona. In fact, this has attracted national attention. There have been several national publications that are now paying attention not only to Proposition 208's campaign before the election, but now that the lawsuit has filed. And I will say that there's another lawsuit that was filed by the Goldwater Institute in conjunction with two other law firms, and their plaintiffs include members of the legislature who feel that the powers that they've been elected to by the people of Arizona have also been curtailed. So there are going to be two very similar but also very slightly different lawsuits they're going to be tracking with each other. And so these two lawsuits have attracted national attention. I just, right before my interview with you, I just saw an article in the Washington Examiner. Several law blogs that, you know, cover all cases of interest around the country have also picking up on it. So this is going to gain interest, and especially as it probably most likely heads to the Supreme Court, it will definitely be a question that will be that a lot of people in the nation will be paying attention to.
Now, I believe that the Red for Ed folks did try to get a ballot measure put on the 2018 election, and that the language that they used was found to be defective in some way. Was Proposition 208, the language, structured properly enough to allow it to go forward, or would there have been any point in making a legal challenge to the premise of the proposition when it was first introduced?
That's a great question. Yes, that the legality of the initiative being brought on the ballot this year was also challenged in court. And that's actually a case that did go all the way up to the Supreme Court. It was originally challenged in Superior Court. There was a Superior Court judge who actually struck down Proposition 208. So for a while it was removed from headed towards the ballot. But once he got to the Supreme Court, the writers and the creators of Proposition 208, they did win. They did prevail. So that question, that issue is settled. So we're not questioning the validity of the election itself. We acknowledge that it did pass. But now that it has passed, we are questioning the legality of how it was written and its constitutionality.
And as the owner of My Sister's Closet and as the plaintiff for this suit, is this something that you are funding yourself? Are there ways in which others can join in with you to help you with your legal defense funding of this?
We would love some help. And like Tom said, if you go to the Rose Law Group website, you can help us out by making a donation to help this fund. So it's not just me. I've had a few others and friends of Rose Law Group have made some donations to help with the fight as well.
And they can, you know, folks that do want to help you out can go to the Rose Law Group website, and they will be able to access a portal whereby they can make a donation to your legal effort.
Yes.
All right. So last question for you, Anne, and that is, how much time do you expect to invest of your personal time, your professional time, in seeing this through? Because obviously, as you just heard from Attorney Galvin, it sounds as though this is something that's going to go through several different levels, several different court challenges, ultimately perhaps end up with the Arizona Supreme Court. And, you know, this is something you're in for the long haul, right?
I'm in for the long haul. And I have to give a big shout out to the Rose Law Group, because Tom and Logan and Jordan all are putting in a lot of hours behind this as well. So I probably have the easy part of it. They have the tough part.
I'm really, first of all, I want to say on behalf of the business community how much I appreciate the sacrifice that you've made to see this Proposition 208 question answered in the courts. I, like yourself, have no axe to grind with education funding. I truly believe that it is something that every state should aspire to for the quality of life, for the future of their kids, and so forth. I just have an inherent feeling of unfairness when I hear the idea of the population coming together and passing a tax that applies to a very small group and not to everyone. It just seems to be inherently unfair to me.
I agree 100% with you, Sanford, and I don't know why it is that people think that just keep raising taxes on people with more money is the way to go about it.
So, Tom, in closing, how many people are working, and how many person hours is Rose Law Group prepared to put into this effort to challenge the constitutionality of Proposition 208?
Sure thing. There is a small but dedicated team of attorneys like myself, my colleagues, who are committed to fighting and seeing this through. We are honored to fight on behalf of Ann Siner, and not only her, but our other plaintiff, which is John Buttrick, who is a former judge. The reason why we are honored to do so is because we're fighting for small business owners and for retirees who are being unfairly punished this way through a proposition that, while it's well-intentioned, it's just going to hurt the economy, but also it's unconstitutional. So we're going to do whatever it takes, and yes, as Ann indicated, any donations that she receives on her behalf would be greatly appreciated at roselawgroup.com. But we believe we're going to prevail because we know this is the right thing to do, and we're honored to fight on behalf of her, her co-plaintiff, and the Arizona Constitution.
Well, I know that you know, for many years, there's been every once in a while there'll be an argument about folks that, because you mentioned retirees, folks say, well, I paid for my kids to go through school already, so my obligation is done. And you know, and I've always been the first one to stand there and say, well, hold on there a second. When you went to school, you know, 50 years ago, who was taking care of paying bill for that. And so I people that try to cast this conflict in that sort of setting, I think, are missing the point. The point here being that Proposition 208 unfairly targets a small group of people and negatively impacts their income, but yet is not being held by the people of the state of Arizona. It's like I can pass a tax that applies to thee, but not to me. It just seems like a very unfair way for the initiative process to go forward.
That's correct. You hit it on the head.
All right. Well, good luck to both of you. Please feel free to check in with me at any time and we'll be watching the progress of this effort to challenge the constitutionality of Prop 208. Tom Galvin, Rose Law Group, and Ann Siner, My Sister's Closet, My Sister's Attic, and Well Suited. Thank you both for your efforts, and thank you for joining me here on Talk of the Town.
Thank you. We look forward to coming back and giving you more updates.
You bet.
Thank you so much.
You bet, Ann. Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right. And we will take a quick break. We've got news coming your way. And then back with more Talk of the Town live on KQNA, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Cat struts the entire Verde Valley.
That's Cat Cottonwood Area Transit.
That's right, Bruce. Cat will take you wherever you want to ride in the Verde Valley, all day, every day.
Cat struts through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood. The Verde Lynx is a quick and easy prance to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connection to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
Rudy, you've got Cat class.
And I'm riding in Cat style to Clarkdale. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and ride in Cat style.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort. Maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV.
The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office and Prescott Valley Police Department are seeking information about this morning's multiple rounds fired at the home of a sheriff's deputy and his family in the 8300 block of East Luce Drive in Prescott Valley near the Mountain Valley Skate Park. No one was injured, but one of the bullets passed directly over the head of the couple's sleeping four-year-old son. Yavapai Silent Witness is offering a $6,000 reward for a direct tip that leads to the identification and arrest of this shooter. Tips can be submitted online at yavapaisw.com or by phone at 800-932-3232.
10 seatbelt violations have been issued during the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office Buckle Up Arizona campaign.
Three deputies worked nearly 20 hours of overtime conducting patrols focusing on seatbelt violations from November 16th through the 29th. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Mostly sunny and breezy, warming toward the weekend, chilling after bedtime to a clear 22, with highs tomorrow near 57, 60 Saturday through Monday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low near 26, heating back up to a sunny 66 Friday and Saturday, 68 Sunday and Monday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
Introducing Canada Dry Bold Ginger. It's not your grandma's ginger ale. I know because I'm not your grandma. I don't pressure you to get married. I say play the field all you want. And I drink new Canada Dry Bold Ginger with an extra kick of real ginger taste that would blow the bingo cards out your grandma's bag. I drink it while watching backyard wrestling. There's more on the line when the wrestlers don't have insurance. New Canada Dry Bold Ginger, not your grandma's ginger ale.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, I don't know how many of you saw the defacing of the old Masonic Temple on Cortez Street in Prescott, but it was disgusting. And anyone that would dare do something like that, as far as I'm concerned, we need to, hold those people down and spray paint them and see how they like it. But anyway, the call went out to try and get this graffiti removed from the front face of this historic building in downtown Prescott. And Chris Marchetti and Charlie Arnold heeded the call and went out and made some repairs. And we've got Charlie Arnold live on the line. And first of all, thank you for what you did. What did you do?
Certainly, Sanford. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about it. At first, we went up with the city of Prescott and the building owner to look at the building, and we realized that at some point in the past, the stone face had been painted over. So that changed our approach and required that we prime both sides of the very top of the building so that they would match, and then apply two additional finish coats over it to make sure we never see that graffiti again.
And you were able to do that in such a way as to match the other paint that was already on the building?
Yes. While we were up there, I guess that was Monday, we were able to take a couple samples and took those down to True Value. And after a little bit of time of matching the different samples together, they found the right formula, and we found a paint that just worked fantastically. And that's what we were able to put up. And unless you're looking super close, you can't even tell a difference. And that super close is only because the paint is still curing. And once it gets a little sun beaten, it'll look like the rest of it.
Was there any thought of, you know, sanding or sandblasting or any of that sort of thing, the graffiti that was put up there prior to doing the repainting?
Certainly. So everyone's assumption was that the building was all natural stone. And so the very first thought was, hey, we're going to do a soda wash, and then we'll use a pressure washer to remove the paint. When it's historic stone like that, you want to start with the lightest touch possible, and you work up until it goes away, because anything you do can damage the stone. But once we realized that it was painted, the best solution was to simply paint it again. Any other work would have opened up Pandora's box.
Do we have any idea yet as to exactly when this took place?
Tuesday or Wednesday of last week.
Was the original defacing?
Yep, Tuesday or Wednesday of last week.
And I take it that there are no security cameras or things of that nature where there might be some chance of maybe figuring out which lowlife did this to one of Prescott's most historic buildings?
Unfortunately, no. While we were on the roof Monday of this week looking at the damage, we also surveyed the area to see if any cameras did exist, and unfortunately, they don't. That will be changing in the next few days, but there were no cameras that we were able to identify that would help in that endeavor.
As a former city councilman, I know this is going to be kind of a stretch for you, but I'm going to ask anyway, can you possibly get into the mind of someone that would use their time and energy to deface a historic building like this? And for what purpose could that possibly be?
So I will tell you that this was a show-off piece. It was in a very difficult location to get to. And from my limited knowledge about graffiti artists, if you want to call them that, and that'd be a stretch in this situation, they often compete with each other to see who can do the most difficult technical location out there. And this certainly was up there. This took some planning. This took some effort to get up onto that roof and do what they did.
Now, when did you first hear about it, and at what point did you decide that you were going to take an active role in eliminating the defacing of the Masonic Temple building?
I heard about it, I believe, on Wednesday of last week through Facebook, and reached out to Sherry Hanna and was able to get in touch with the building owner over the weekend and say, hey, if there's anything that our company can do to help you, we would like to contribute our time and do whatever possible to get this resolved right away. And they responded very quickly. And on Monday, again, we had that meeting and basically said, okay, we have a plan, and we will activate that plan tomorrow, being Tuesday. And with Chris Marchetti helping, we were able to knock out the work in short order.
Now, you have a company called Yavapai Sanitizing, which, you know, is not necessarily, you know, involved in doing this particular act. But nonetheless, it is kind of an interesting thing that you've gotten yourself into, where you're able to take these high pressure spraying units and go into large scale places and what, disinfect them for COVID and other types of viruses?
Absolutely. So we were able to retool all of our equipment in March to be able to handle sanitizing and disinfection. And if your listeners tune in to Hammer Time on Saturday, I am Sandy's guest talking about exactly that.
Oh, terrific. Well, you'll have two shots at him then, 7 o'clock Saturday morning or Sunday morning for Hammer Time with the Yavapai County Contractors Association. So now that this has been done, is this something that, you know, removal of graffiti, is that something that you have done in the past? And the only reason that you weren't doing that is, like you say, because this turned out that it was a painted surface and not natural stone.
Correct. So we were anticipating that we would bring our large trailer down that has the equipment to use the high pressure water to clean the surface. That was our intention. And when, again, we identified that it was painted and that that would not work, we shifted gears and we wanted to make sure that this vandalism did not stick around in downtown Prescott for any longer than it had to. And that's why we offered to say, hey, we'll help you paint it. Let's get this done. And we were able to do 90% of the painting from the roof. We had to wear harnesses and hang over the edge, and it was quite interesting. But we got 90% of it done that way. And then the Prescott Fire Department offered to help for about 30 minutes, which was just enough time for us to take care of that other 10% that there was just no way to do safely.
Well, I want to personally commend you and Sherry Hanna and Chris Marchetti and anyone else that stepped forward with their time and effort to right this wrong that was done to the Masonic building on Cortez Street in downtown Prescott. And for folks listening, this is not the only charitable thing that Charlie Arnold is up to these days. We just did an interview with him here on Talk of the Town, where he is in the process of raising money for youth hockey. And so if you're inspired at all by what he's done and want to contribute in some way, go to wheelhouseaz.com and look up the effort to raise money for youth hockey. And again, it's kind of a roundabout way of doing this, Charlie, but I just think that when you have the ability to go out there and right a serious wrong like this, something that every citizen of the city of Prescott should be thankful for, and a way to express that thanks is to help you and your efforts to contribute to youth hockey. I figure, hey, you know, I got a couple extra minutes here. Might as well give you a plug.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, it's one of the best parts about our community is we all love this community. We all want to support organizations here, and we all have our favorites. And it just happens to be that I love hockey and I love our veterans. And so, as you mentioned, we are raising money for youth hockey and also benefiting the VFW Post 541 and the American Legion Post 6 here in Prescott. Both organizations do a lot for our veterans.
Well, job well done on the Masonic building, and we look forward to hearing more about your efforts on Hammer Time here on KQ&A at 7 a.m. with Sandy Griffiths, and that'll be both on Saturday and replayed on Sunday. And once again, Charlie, thank you, and thanks to Chris Marchetti and Sherry Hanna for taking the bull by the horns and getting rid of that ugly stain on a beautiful downtown building here in Prescott.
Absolutely. And Chris took some, of course, professional photos of the work in progress. So you can always check those out. And just thanks to everybody who was supportive and gave us a wave while we were hanging off the edge of the building. That was quite the experience.
Charlie, really appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Charlie Arnold, and hey, you know, there's no place in this town for graffiti, and certainly our historic buildings are things that we all consider precious. We're going to take a quick break. Got some final thoughts for you when we return live here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion.
Maybe you won the lottery.
You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. At Batteries Plus, we do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Get powered at your locally owned store. Schedule a convenient curbside pickup or shop thousands of batteries and bulbs at batteriesplus.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, I want to say thank you, and we should all be saying thank you to Charlie Arnold, as well as Chris Marchetti and Sherry Hanna for their efforts to get rid of the graffiti that was placed on the Masonic building on Cortez Street last week. It was hideous, and there's nothing creative or entertaining or funny about it. It is something that we should all strive to protect the history of our beautiful area, and certainly that is a landmark. Also, wanted to say a quick thank you to Suzanne Springer and the folks at Prescott True Value. They provided paint to help cover up that graffiti. And hopefully whoever was doing that will have gotten their yayas out and we won't need to see that become a habit around our town. Also wanted to say a quick thank you to my first guest today, Tom Galvin from Rose Law Group, and Ann Siner, the founder and CEO of My Sister's Closet, My Sister's Attic, and also Well-Suited, a group of consignment stores down in Phoenix and Scottsdale. And they are really involved in trying to get Proposition 208 ruled unconstitutional. Like I said from the very beginning, I have nothing against funding schools. I think it's a great thing for every state and every citizen to take responsibility for. But one thing we can't do is we can't have mobs creating initiatives that apply taxes to some people and not to others. A tax on thee but not on me, that's something that is, in my opinion, vested in the legislature and not something that we should be seeking to do by initiative. And so those folks are going to be arguing this in the courts going forward. And if you want to contribute to their legal defense fund, you can go to roselawgroup.com and make a donation on behalf of Ann Siner from My Sister's Closet in her efforts to have Proposition 208 ruled unconstitutional, something that I happen to agree with. Whether you agree or disagree, we will be talking about the Arizona Cardinals tomorrow at 4 o'clock for another edition of Let's Talk Sports with yours truly, Mike and the Doc. We will all be live here tomorrow, so be in touch and in tune for the latest with Let's Talk Sports live here on KQNA. And Charlie Arnold, as we mentioned, instrumental in helping to remove that graffiti. He'll talk more about it on the show Hammer Time, brought to you by the Yavapai County Contractors Association. That's here on Saturday and Sunday, both at 7 a.m. So wake up with the YCCA right here on KQNA. That's going to do it for us. We've got Mark Levin and the Talk of the Quad Cities coming your way next, so stay tuned for that. And for everybody here at KQ&A, have a good Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.